know what to eat, but find yourself not eating it. Perhaps you've been on diets and off again, and just wonder why you can't stick to them. The Eating For You podcast, hosted by me, Sally Ann Pisk, will show you what's been missing so you can enjoy a healthier way of eating that lasts. Hi, Sally Ann with you today for our very special International Women's Day episode. Happy International Women's Day to you all. The theme this year is to inspire inclusion. This includes celebrating our diversity as women and to build empowerment for today and beyond. International Women's Day is a worldwide celebration of the political, social, economical, and cultural achievements of women. This day, each year, is a powerful reminder of both the progress that has been made towards gender equity, as well as the work that is still needed. Getting behind this year's theme, in 2024, let's continue to seek and call out the importance of gender equity to break down barriers that stop women from feeling included and empowered, and to challenge stereotypes that don't allow women's voices and views to be heard, and most importantly, to create environments where all women are valued and respected. And this is why this year I have launched a new online wellbeing workshop to move beyond the scales to nurture inclusive wellbeing for women. When I read statistics such as, on average, women lose their body weight 9 times in their lifetime, I feel a deep tug within my heart. Why has a certain body weight become the focus of women's life when there is so much more to be, do, and enjoy? Our new wellbeing workshop is all about learning the secret to a healthy body, adopting actionable steps for improved eating habits, and it's definitely not a diet. Being empowered to take long-term control of your health without the scales. And I've included a link with this episode's notes so you can participate in this free workshop, which is being offered on demand, which means you can watch it at any time. International Women's Day is an opportunity to recognise and celebrate the achievements of all women. Leadership, education, and awareness are key to supporting and encouraging inclusion and empowerment of women. And more about these initiatives can be found on the International Women's Day website, and I've provided a link to this website in this episode's notes. Women have a role in all areas of day-to-day life and fields, whether that be health, education, agriculture, technology, the arts, or the film industry. In our Eating For You community, I am fostering your inclusion in your healthcare and the decision making for your health and well-being. In particular, I'm encouraging women to embrace diversity in their natural healthy bodies and saying no to weight loss when it requires a rigid or restrictive diet. This is not to say that I am anti-weight loss, but I just know after my own battles with food and being on and off diets, and then having to overcome a comfort eating habits, I know that restrictive diets, weighing yourself, weighing food, does not bring those lasting results that you deserve for your health and happiness. As I have shared in other places, after graduating as a dietitian and working for a few years, I really realized that my education had not prepared me to overcome non-hunger eating habits for myself or in others either. And this journey of my own to overcome a comfort eating habit after my brother had died, suddenly I realized that a new approach was needed to overcome this focus on food, this on and off dieting, the emotional roller coaster of your weight going up and down, so you could just get on with life, enjoy food, rather than the worry of food overwhelming you and ruling your own life. This, together with the stories that I have heard from women and also men over the last 30 years, I know that focusing on food and weighing yourself does not produce lasting results for your weight or health. And the one event I encourage you to participate in this year is our Beyond Scales Wellbeing Workshop, which I've just shared, and the link to join is in this episode's notes. I agree with the International Women's Day organisation when they say, to truly include women means to openly embrace their diversity of race, age, ability, faith, body image, and how they identify. Worldwide, women must be included in all fields of endeavour. When it comes to your health and the health of other women, the Eating For You approach is striving to get 20 million women off the dieting roller coaster so they can enjoy and celebrate their natural healthy bodies without restricting food or believing there is one magic weight they need to be. I also encourage all women to be informed and included in their healthcare by asking questions about the health guidance provided by their healthcare practitioners. As an example, I encourage you all to ask about the benefits of certain treatments, procedures, medications that are offered, and what's the evidence behind them. Because when we look at the evidence behind weight loss diets, it is really poor. Only 1 to 6% of people stick to a weight loss diet over a 12-month period. Some studies suggest that we will try 126 diets in our lifetime. So if anyone suggests that you go on a diet to lose weight, ask for the evidence. And I assure you, there is no evidence. You also have to consider possible risks and interactions of any treatments that are suggested. You also need to be aware of the impact on your day-to-day life. Again, using diets as an example, so many women say to me, I just couldn't keep it going. I was preparing a meal for myself and a meal for the rest of the family. I was buying all these special ingredients and I was wasting food. I wasn't using it all. It just became too hard, too time consuming, and too expensive. Healthy eating is not about anything special. It's about learning how to eat for you. It's also important, if a program, a treatment, or a course of medication is suggested, how long the treatment period will be, as well as any costs associated with consultations, supplements, medications, other treatments, or special equipment that you may need. By understanding the healthcare guidance provided, you will be more informed to make the best decision for you. I talk about this and much more in our Beyond Scales Wellbeing Workshop, and the registration link is included with this episode's notes. So, are you in? Will you inspire inclusion today for International Women's Day and every day that follows? To get on board for International Women's Day, strike the Inspire Inclusion pose to show solidarity. We truly value difference, and inclusion comes from the heart. Hence that lovely heart formed by your hands over the heart of your body. I really do inspire inclusion, and I want you to do the same. So share your inclusion pose on social media and make sure you tag it with Inspire Inclusion and also the hashtag International Women's Day, or IWD 2024. I also look forward to you joining our wellbeing workshop, Beyond Scales, Nurturing Inclusive Wellbeing for Women. This is being launched today at midday and will be available to watch at any time. Thanks for listening, and if you have enjoyed this episode, please share it on your social media pages. Wishing you health and happiness. You have been listening to the Eating For You podcast with Sally-Ann Pisk. If your current way of eating is not working for you, then join me in a free 15-minute mindful eating discovery call. If I can help you, I will provide you with a personalized tip to get you started with a way of eating that will bring lasting results for your weight and your health. And if I'm not the best person to help you, I will do my best to refer you on. The booking link is included with this episode's notes.